This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Feel Good Friday, a summer Friday. Feel Good Friday t-shirts are out, by the way. Check our Twitter. Check the WFAN store. You can find them. A very summer feel with the Feel Good Friday shirts. Also on top of that, you got a brand new warm-up show shirt, which I heard was going to be rebranded this morning. The new warm-up show title, it's going to go from the warm-up show with Al and Jerry to Call Us Daddy is going to be the new name of the warm-up show. So congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
And hopefully Spotify is next for you.
Maybe. And we'll take a fraction of what her daddy got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $60 million, Al.
Three-year deal, $20 million a year.
You said we'd do it for six.
Yeah, we would do it for much less money.
How is that success going to be measured there? Advertising dollars? Is it that type of thing or what?
New subscriptions, right?
I don't know. I don't understand the whole... I don't get the Spotify money situation right now. It seems very strange. I just don't know how you recoup that money or what the benefit is to getting that, paying them. I just don't understand. Same with the Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's at, what, 120 or 150
Something
million?
Crazy like that, yeah.
I have no idea how you recoup that. Because people can listen to it without being a member of Spotify.
Plus, they already had 155 million members before.
At $15 a month, which is $2.3 billion a month.
Right.
I thought it was an exclusive. What do you mean you can get it without?
No, it's only on Spotify, but you do not need to pay for Spotify to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
What benefit is that?
I guess maybe to get your data. You know, the companies are always trying to get our data as to, you know, what our listening habits are.
You do get the sense that these companies make a lot more money than they let on.
Yeah.
Based on that, by selling lists and information.
Yeah. They always say if you're not paying for something, you're the money.
Right. Your information is the money.
Yeah. Like, well, we're always confused. Like, I never understood, like, this Google Maps is the greatest invention ever, and it's free? I pay like, $500 for this.
Yeah.
Well, because you're their information. You're paying by you letting them know where you are and
where you're going,
all
your
driving habits,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, maybe they're hoping to convert some Call Her Daddy listeners to pay for Spotify for the music and that sort of thing. I don't know.
So how many subscribers would they have to get? Someone would have to do the math there quick. So, I mean, is it like a no-brainer business deal for them or not?
Well,
I mean,
so she's getting $20 million a year, correct?
That's right.
All right. So at $20 million a year, she would have to add just to make up that money. God, it's a lot of money. 20, 1, 2, 3, it's a lot of zeros. That's $2 million, $20 million divided by $15 a month, right? That would get me the amount of subscribers. She would have to add 1.3 million subscribers
to get to that number.
Not going.
Just to make the $20 million back.
Right.
But now, is there advertising even with the subscription fee?
Oh, yeah.
So there's still advertising.
There's advertising.
You can recoup that money that way, too.
But still, people always say that's like the advertising. They're the weirdest products that get advertised on podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like something like, does your dog want to drink out of a water bottle? There's a water bottle for dogs. Use code Joe Rogan. It's like, what the?
Do you want to milk your greyhound? Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but there has to be some. You can't build this business like Spotify is built and make two horrendous acquisitions if it's not working out for him. Like, we hear the Joe Rogan thing, we hear the caller daddy thing, we think it's terrible they're spending that much money, but they did it again. Like, they brought Rogan in and decided to do it again with her.
But again, they're bringing in 30, not million, $30 billion a year.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Maybe it helps with tax. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they're printing money over there.
Is that good or bad for our business? That guys like Joe Rogan.
I mean, I guess it's good, right?
I would think. I mean,
you're gonna go negotiate your new deal. Say, listen, you see what Rogan's getting?
I'm not asking for Rogan. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's good when people get paid, but it's like the Dan Lebatard deal with
DraftKings.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, John.
Good for them.
John Skipper is now in charge of that. Correct? Is that
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
The old ESPN guy, right?
Yeah, so Skipper and Lebatard were best friends, or are best friends. And then Skipper got fired for some drug use or something, I think. Was doing cocaine or something, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's why he got fired from ESPN. So then he went to DAZN, and he was there. And then he ended up going and working for DraftKings. So the Skipper-Lebatard relationship was the thing that made that happen. I don't know if they would have gotten that type of cash if they didn't have such a high-profile industry titan in their corner. I don't know. But so that's a radio show that really cashed in. Like, that was a terrestrial radio show that had a TV simulcast that cashed in this new world. You know, Rogan and Caller Daddy, those were all straight just podcasts. But how many people out there could do that from a terrestrial radio show? It would have to be national, because local is, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't have to be. But, like, you know, this radio station's got lots of popular shows on it. I mean, could Boomer and I one day with all of us say, hey, shop around and be like, we're going to take this whole thing to wherever?
Of course you could.
But I don't feel like, I mean, but it feels like this is the best place to be still for
what we do.
Oh,
I don't argue that, but could you shop it around? Of course.
It was weird, too. Like, I'm very late to the Joe Rogan podcast thing. Like, I do enjoy it now, but I'm only recently, since I started coming back to the city and making that long drive.
Listening to stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So I know I'm late to the game here. There are so many people that I talk to that used to tell me about Joe Rogan, that since he went to Spotify, they're like, oh, I don't listen to that anymore. Almost like
he sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Well,
I do like his personality. I do like listening to him, and Al got me into that, so I've listened to, I think, three of them now. They're really long. But I do like listening to him. I don't know that I would download every one, though.
Yeah. Well, like, when Stern went to Sirius, though, people didn't feel like he sold out. They were excited about it because you felt like he sold out when he went to Sirius? I mean, now the show is different.
But yeah, I guess when he first went, no.
When he first went, people were excited, like, oh, it's going to be uncensored, it's going to be crazy. It was all about the FCC was holding him down, and now it's going to be the chains are off, and it's going to be Howard 24/7. And then, obviously, the show got more different as the years went on, and became more celebrity interview-based and softer and the whole thing.
But that one you could do the math on, like when Howard was getting $100 million. You could say, okay, let's say he... of his 20, 30 million terrestrial listeners he brought over, let's say he only brought over a million.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was $12 a month. Now it's more. There's his money. He's already made. You've already made money on that deal, even paying him all that money.
Sure.
That's why it's hard to do the Spotify. But you'll hear it with Netflix, too. You'd be like, Netflix gave Dave Chappelle $60 million for a special. Why?
Well, that's the thing, though. So that's where you need to find the cash. A subscription service that is already bringing in boku bucks from just providing whatever they're providing, Spotify, music, Sirius, satellite radio, Netflix, all the programming, you know, and then they just want to separate themselves from everything else. Spotify wants to separate themselves from what? Pandora, Apple Music, all these other things, and make the exclusive podcast to separate themselves. Just like Netflix wants to separate themselves from Amazon Prime and Hulu and whatever, and they've already got this money from the subscriptions, that's like, let's just throw it at them, make some news, and like, we really can't quantify if we're going to make the money back or not.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they surpassed 200 million subscribers in December, Netflix.
Netflix did.
Yeah. And that fee goes up. I mean, I just got notice that it went up again for me.
Yeah. Yeah, 17.
Is it 17? I thought it was 16. Sure. But whatever. When I signed on, that was $12 a month.
Sure. Yep. I remember Mike's app was $8.99.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. $8.99.
And he had a banner behind it. It was just looked low.
Of course
budget.
It was. I mean, it was like Ed Coleman was making hockey picks. $8.99.
Like, yep. So Calgary Flames tonight. Minus a goal and a half. So love the Flames. Home, to come back home. Long road trip. So
I mean, $8.99. You can get Disney Plus for less.
Yeah, there you go.
You can get every Disney movie ever made.
You're right.
For less than that. That was a crisis. That app. It was that bad.
I don't know what that was.
That was so
bad. I think
bad.
Someone sold him a bill of goods.
Oh, God. I mean, that's like an all-time travesty. But it went away and then people stopped talking about it. But that was really an all-time travesty. Dan and Carteret, what's going on, Dan? Speaking of all-time travesties, hello, man.
Jeez.
Oh, thanks a lot. there they are, Mr. I can't sit still for half an hour, and Mr. Feed me all the bread.
That's right. Damn right. What do you got today, man?
I actually had an outside-the-box question. I had a U.S. Open question.
Oh,
to
wow.
But I want to ask Jerry something real quick that I heard him say before the last break. He said something about condos in Bradley Beach. Is that just coincidence, Jerry, or somebody said something to you?
No, so you learn. So you have been down there.
I was down there to meet Al for lunch, and then in private Twitter messages with Al, I sarcastically mentioned to him because I told him that the condo development that's right across from Darcy's where I met him,
yep.
My friend is like a project manager for that, my friend Amy, who works in construction. And I had said something to Al sarcastically in private messages that, hey, we're going to be neighbors possibly.
I have a real estate friend that was asking if you were the same Dan that she had heard about that was looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not looking. It was just a joke. But I said, man, maybe Al told Jerry about what I messaged him privately, or Jerry's just throwing that out there by coincidence.
No coincidence, but at least we know now that Dan is looking.
Yeah, Dan, why don't you move down to Bradley Beach?
Matter of fact, there's an opening in his place, I think.
Yeah, I hear it's wonderful.
Well, if I win the lottery, I will, and I can just drive out to work for the next 8 years.
Hey, Dan, are you running out of money spending all the Al's Boring Beer and the warm-up show T-shirt and the Feel Good Friday stuff and the Casamigos Boomer and Geo Boat Party gear? I mean, you are such a supporter of the show. I know you're getting all of it, so I hope you're not running out of cash.
No, I'm not running out of cash. If I have an issue, I'm sure I can just go to the Bank of Giannotti or the Bank of Dukes, to help get helped out if I'm, in a predicament. But
we're going to bail you out financially if you're in trouble?
No.
It's one hell of an assumption, Dan.
Come on. You know, I'm taking shots. I haven't got any Feel Good Friday merch or anything yet from the WFAN store. I'm going to get some Al's Boring Beer today. I'm taking the train down to Bradley Beach because they're holding my four-pack that I purchased yesterday when it dropped at noon.
When it dropped.
And I got to head over to another liquor store here by me and Carteret that's got a special bottle of bourbon they got in for me.
Al's Boring Bourbon?
No.
I mean, incredible. You're just trekking around New Jersey to get special alcohol. Like, that's your Friday.
Yeah, that's Friday. I'm going to get some pizza in, a dead hunk of cow. It's my day off. I gotta get it all in because tomorrow night it's back to work for overtime.
So, all right, what's your U.S. Open question? Hurry up.
Yeah, my U.S. Open question. Would you on Sunday? Would you guys rather see Phil competing to win the U.S. Open that has eluded him, get the career major, back to back majors in his home course, and that whole story, or would you rather see Brooks and Bryson in the final pairing competing for the championship?
That's a good question, Dan. You know, it's not a bad question.
Me
sports
personally,
question at all.
Phil, because I'm a Phil guy, but I think most people would go for the other.
No, see, I don't know about that. I think everybody would sign for either one because both would be very entertaining. But the Brooks and Bryson thing can happen a lot in the future.
True.
They're both very young. Phil is, I mean, he's in his early 50s now.
Yeah.
He's never won a U.S. Open. That would be spectacular. That would be on par. Wouldn't quite be as intense, but it would be close to Tiger Woods winning that Masters. again after that long Masters winning layoff. Like that would be almost that big.
I don't, yeah, and I don't see it happening because he got off to not a great start yesterday, but that would be cool to see that Sunday. But that, for him to do that, he would have to go out today. I mean, first of all, he's got to make the cut, number one, just to even be around for the weekend. He would have to put up some score today, and I don't know that that course is going to allow it.
Yeah, it's too bad. I really thought him coming in playing as well as he was.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he will.
Yeah, we'll say it's unlikely.
Unlikely is a good word.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's going on? Well, what do you got, Jerry?
I did ask Al this morning, if I got 2 tickets tomorrow night, would he go?
No,
if I drove,
shot in hell.
No, I think he would.
You would go
I think he would.
You would not go.
I said, if I drove, would he go? He thought about it.
I was thinking about it.
But you're not going to go.
Thinking about it.
For what, the net? Was the
I
net
gotta get
game?
The ticket. I would have to get the tickets first, which I don't see that happening.
Let's just not give these
to
away.
No. We're not doing that.
Oh.
No.
So not to get awkward, none of you are going to the wedding?
No.
Can't.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
It's too difficult.
Complicated?
Yeah, it's very, very complicated.
Understood. Not to get awkward, but let's try. Who's
no,
not going?
I figured it's probably been addressed at this point, right?
It has,
you guys are talking openly about going to the net game tomorrow. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a different thing than going to out
well,
of
but
state
I'm saying you can't be at both, so it's kind of, right?
What?
Am I not making sense?
I don't know. You're looking at me.
I'm saying
know.
If you're talking openly about going to the net, you guys have discussed.
Correct. I
can't son getting married.
Where right. the wedding is
right.
in time because of
no,
various reasons.
That's
and
what
there's
I'm
other
saying.
Reasons why we can't go.
I get that. But I'm like,
but
you're
I could
like,
go
oh, you
want to
make it
game with Al.
Of course. That was my point. So it's not awkward for me to bring it up. Obviously, if you're talking openly about maybe going to the net game.
Right.
That's all I was
sure.
saying.
What's your excuse, Al, for not going to the wedding?
My excuse, well, my.
Hello.
Why? Well, just
now
it's
gotta watch the net game.
No. I mean, you never know. I don't know what's private information to people, so I will just say that.
Right. Okay.
You know, certain people. There were certain requirements
correct.
For weddings,
oh,
and certain
right,
people
right.
might
gotcha,
not might
you.
Not have met those requirements.
I got that. Yes, that's right.
You talked very nicely
really,
around that. Al.
And it was
good
really
job.
Far away.
Yeah, that's probably the leading factor, I think.
Yeah, very
the distance.
Much so. Yeah.
All right, now that I've made it real awkward for everybody, I'll tell you that we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yes, there is NBA breaking news. We'll get to that in a minute because we will just get the Nets game out of the way since they are actually local and the breaking news doesn't pertain to any locals. But Nets Bucks will go the distance. Milwaukee winning game 6 last night, 104-89. Giannis and Chris Middleton team up for 68 points and 27 rebounds. Durant did have 32 and 11 boards, but not nearly enough this time around. Rest of the team struggled shooting-wise, really from three-point range to be specific. Heard from P.J. Tucker last hour on this heated on-court rivalry with Durant, but I guess not everyone knows the story. Teammates at Texas, Tucker knew Durant was going to be great before he even finished high school. A longer clip here, but it illustrates the relationship pretty perfectly.
I love guarding him. I enjoy it. He's the best scorer I've ever seen in my life. I told Rick Barnes on his visit when he's a junior in high school, he's going to be the best player I've ever seen in my life. He killed us. Like, I knew this. He's an 11th grader. Like, this is like, I don't understand people. Like, that's my brother. We compete. We fight every game. We're going to fight again, game seven.
There you go. We'll see who has the last laugh tomorrow night in Brooklyn as they get set for this game seven. You do have the Hawks going for the game six closeout of the Sixers tonight. Clippers try to do the same at home against the Jazz. As for the breaking news, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski with the details. The Celtics are trading Kemba Walker, the number 16 overall pick in the upcoming draft, and a 2025 second-round pick to Oklahoma City for Al Horford, who will go back to Boston. Moses Brown and a 2023 second-round pick. So Boston basically unloading Kemba's contract as they go through this change here with Danny Ainge out and Brad Stevens moving to the front office. We'll see who's going to coach them. And Horford comes back, and Boston will deal with that. OKC now gets three first-round picks in July, and they take on another contract, I guess kind of like they did with Chris Paul, right?
Yeah, it's about the same exact thought process. So, I mean, Boston's going to be an interesting place. I cannot believe, with all those picks and all that talent that Danny Ainge had there, how much they underachieved after winning that championship with the original Big Three. I mean, we thought that they were going to be in the NBA Finals every year.
Yep.
I mean, when it was Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and it was pick after pick after pick, and then he made these amazing deals that were set up for the future. Now, he's retired. Brad Stevens is the GM or the president, and they've underachieved, and now they're blowing up the roster again. Interesting.
Yeah. Kemba had has $73 million left on his deal, so that goes to Oklahoma City now. By the way, we were mentioning the coaching vacancies. Boston is one, technically, obviously, with Stevens moving into the front office. Indiana as well. So, you got six of them now, and who knows with any of these remaining playoff teams if somebody should fall after elimination.
If you missed it, Kemba Walker to Spotify for $73 million. So there you go.
All right, up in Buffalo, before the Yankees rallied for four in the seventh, this happened in the sixth to keep the game tight.
And the pitch to Bichaud hit high in the air to right. Judge going back on the track at the wall, leaping. He saved a home run, Aaron Judge, and fires back to first late. That was a two-run home run by Kevin Bichaud, and Judge went above the fence to make the catch and robbed him of a two-run home run.
I love the still shot of him with the arm extended as he catches it. He is so high over that wall. It is awesome.
Perfectly timed jump. You know, a lot of times we see these guys, you know, hit the wall before the ball gets there. That was perfectly timed. And a great play. Next half inning, Giancarlo Stanton, go-ahead two-run homer. Chris Gittens, three RBIs after he entered the lineup for Gleyber Torres, who departed with a stiff back, though Aaron Boone said he should be just fine. Gio Urshela, 3-for-5, homer, sparkling defense. He was in on the 1-3-6-2-5-6 triple play. The Yanks turn in the first inning, first of its kind in big league history. But Aaron Boone more impressed with the jump throw going into foul territory to throw out Lourdes Gurriel.
He surprises you. I don't know why he keeps surprising me with some of the plays he makes, but he does. What I liked was the extra style points falling into the tarp and hanging out over there after just an unbelievable play.
But in Urshela's eyes, the Judge robbery was actually the difference maker.
The play that changed the game. That's bring more energy to the dugout, to us. And after that, we hit pretty good balls, and we win the game.
It was a span of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. I did that play. It's amazing how these third basemen make these plays look so routine.
I know. Arenado's the king of it.
It's amazing.
Yep. So it ends up a 5-3 road trip back home now to face the A's this weekend.
Speaking of third basemen, did you see VR last night with Dominic Smith by any chance with the pop-up in left field?
No, did not.
Oh, I mean, he's been good. But my God, the fielding has not been great. He had two errors the other night. And there's it's a short pop-up in left field. Smith is just running in like, la-di-di-di-di, and VR is going back like he can't find the thing, and it falls right between the two of them, and they stare at each other. Like,
so
this
Smith's
is Major League Baseball.
Do you think Dom should have had an easy play on
it? I think Smith checked up thinking that VR was going to get it. I don't think either one called for it, and it fell in between the two of them. Awful. Awful.
James Caprillion, Jameson Taillon tonight at the stadium. Pregame on the Fan, 6:25. You mentioned the Mets. They lose 2-0 to the Cubs. Javi Baez took Marcus Stroman deep into the apple for a first-inning two-run homer, and that was it. The Mets had a couple of doubles early on against Kyle Hendricks, and then just a walk after the second inning as they went quietly. Stroman pitched well again. Obviously, no run support. Mets off to D.C. now. Four-game series with the Nationals, including a doubleheader tomorrow which is the first of three for them in less than a week. Doubleheaders, that is. Also Monday at home against the Braves, and then next Friday also at home against the Phillies. You got Joey Lucchesi, Eric Fetty tonight. We'll see about Jacob DeGrom's status. The MRI in his shoulder did come back clean, so for now, no plans to shut him down or put him on the IL. They will take it day by day. Did you see that Pete Alonso broke his social media silence
yesterday?
Yeah, he did,
with a Donnie Stevenson video.
Yes, so a post on his Instagram account, and this was supposed to be sort of Diesel Donnie in the flesh.
Donnie Stevenson here. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the real deal. I'm alive. I exist. Now we're here at pregame at Citi Field. And the Mets are taking some batting practice, taking some Donnie Diesel advice. See it, believe it, achieve it. Let's go, Mets.
And conveniently, Alonso also provided the link to his website where you can purchase the official Donnie Stevenson t-shirt.
So who was that?
It's an actor whose name I did not recognize, Brett Azar. I don't know if I'm supposed to know who that is.
I don't have no idea.
I figured Al might know, but
juiced up.
He's in, I guess, an upcoming Terminator movie. I don't know, but he had the mustache and the sunglasses on and everything. God. And then they also, I think SNY put out a tweet where he's then yucking it up with the Mets' actual current hitting coach, who I did not know this was a real name.
Hugh Quattlebaum.
Yes, Hugh.
Yeah,
if you gave me Donnie Stevenson or Hugh Quattlebaum and asked me which was the made up name.
I know. Which one is the fake one?
Anyway, here was their exchange.
So if they can't hit it in the upper deck, should I just tell them not to swing?
If it ain't upper deck, it ain't worth a check.
Maybe they can put that on the next t-shirt.
Wow.
Very corny.
I do believe it is. T-shirts, I think he raises money for charity.
Okay. Well, that's great then.
Because I was like you. I'm like, is he really selling t-shirts?
Good.
I think it's for a good cause.
Then I apologize. My mistake? As long as it's going to a good cause, then, hey, share that link as many times as you want.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah, CeeLo, who's anti-charity.
Oh, yeah. I've been accused of that before on the show.
In particular.
What does that mean?
He's against children's charity.
Children's charity. Yes.
No.
They've got their whole lives to make money.
I backed myself into it. Same kind of thing. I wasn't aware. Oh, no. You know what it was? I remember. Do you remember, Gio?
I do not.
It's funny now because you're sporting it. It was the Ricky Fowler mullet.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, how long is he going to go with this thing? Like, why does he think this looks good? And then sure enough, it came out.
No.
He was
great. You're like, what an idiot. Yeah. God, it's just terrible. It's like he's raising money for charity, you idiot.
Obviously, had I known that, I would have had a different take.
You've got a long history of being anti-charity.
I guess so. And a mullet hater, apparently.
Right, I guess so, too.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Quickly, before we do the Islanders and moment of the day, there were some wild out-of-town games last night in San Diego. First Padres sellout since 2019 as they opened up to full capacity. So they're up 2-0 going to the ninth. Mark Melanson implodes, gives up four runs. Eric Hosmer at the bottom of the ninth ties it with a two-run homer. And then Victor Caratini at the plate. And we bring you today's Pat Boyle forced cliche drop of the day.
In the air to left field for Victor Caratini! In to a sea of San Diegans!
San Diegoites. San Diegoans. San Diegoans. San Diegans. San Diegans.
San Diegans.
Padres walking off!
Go yourself, San Diego.
There you go.
All right,
Don Orsillo and the cast of Anchorman. So, Pods win in dramatic fashion over Cincinnati.
Made a little more sense than Pat Boyle, but
a little bit.
But still forced.
Forced, right, yes, exactly. Forced. And by the way, futility in each leg. Orioles dropped their 19th straight road game, 10-3 in Cleveland.
And Arizona, right?
And Arizona now, big league record, 23 straight road games.
Amazing.
They lost to the Giants 10-3. They have lost 50 of their first 70 games. Disturbing.
Well, not good.
Very, very not good.
Yep.
At the Coliseum, Braden Point, the go-ahead second period goal, basically from his belly as he gets pushed or cross-checked from behind. Lightning go on to beat the Islanders 2-1. Third straight series in which the Isles have dropped game three at home, but it's worked out so far in the first couple of series, so they'll try to even it up in game four tomorrow night. You've got the U.S. Open basically about to resume, and I think about 8 minutes from now as they'll finish up round one and then quickly get round two going. You've got Russell Henley atop there at -4. Louis Oosthuizen's got a couple of holes to go, -4. Kepka and Rahm and DeChambeau are all, well, DeChambeau actually was, what did he finish? Even yesterday, I think, but Kepka 2-under, Matsuyama's 2-under, Rahm's 2-under, so you got some good names involved as they get ready for round two at Torrey Pines. Now we get to Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And all that goat talk earlier this morning got Gio thinking that Al might have missed the boat on another business opportunity.
It's too bad you can't milk Whimsy and sell her milk. Al's boring milk.
And she, because she was not, she was a racing dog, so she did not get fixed until she retired, so she has all her nipples.
Oh, wow. That would have been something.
When I first got her, I was very uncomfortable petting her on the nipples, but now I'm okay with it.
Does she seem to enjoy that? Is it a sensual thing for her?
No, more than being pet anywhere else. Okay. But I'm just saying, initially, I was like, oh, that's weird.
It's like a violation.
Yes, almost. I felt weird.
Yeah.
Because I'd never pet a dog with nipples.
Like that guy yesterday with side hustle bread. That could be your side hustle. Greyhound milk. Outside of Bradley
oh, no, it's Peach, delicious.
Bradley Beach Greyhound Milk Project.
Try to get it in all the small coffee shops. Well, we have almond milk, oat milk. We also have got Greyhound milk now.
Boring Greyhound milk.
Oh, no, it's a Greyhound latte. It's all the rage. All the rich people want them.
1%. Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Moment of the day. Enjoy your Greyhound latte later on.
Poor right? Whimsy. I'm sorry, Whimsy. We're talking about you being given back or Al getting rid of you. Now we're milking you and putting you in lattes. I'm sorry, Whimsy. All right, CeeLo. Good stuff, man. We'll see you 2 o'clock, 2:30 today, somewhere around there.
I guess tune in to find out.
All right. Very good.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I just logged on to TMZ Sports to see if there's anything else cooking here before we got off the air, because I always am afraid that something else breaks right before we get off the air. And like, you didn't talk about this. But the first story that pops up is from this Rays prospect, Tyler Zombro.
Yep. This was a kid who got hit by the line drive and was having convulsions on the field.
That's right. And it's a picture of him in the hospital after his brain surgery.
Major brain surgery.
Major brain surgery.
Correct.
And he is doing well right now, which is absolutely amazing that he is. But his head is shaved. He's got staples in his head.
Yeah.
I mean, it is jarring, this picture. I mean, what a freaking story this is.
So Al and I talked about this the day after the line drive hit him. We talked about it on the warm-up show. And it's one of those things that I sit there and say, at what point are we going to mandate pitchers wear helmets?
Yeah. Well, and they tried that.
I don't mean a stupid flap in your hat. I mean, like, legit wear helmets. Because if we're waiting for the day of someone dying on the field, we got really, really close a couple of weeks ago, and he had major brain surgery, not just a little bump and bruise, and he was not okay. And you've got guys throwing harder than ever, and now we're measuring the exit velo. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton hits the ball at 115 miles an hour off the bat. Mm. I just don't know, because you know as well as I do, if someone dies on the field, something will change immediately, and I don't know what we're waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, this is about as scary as it gets. I mean, and this video it went viral. It's like 9.5 million views or something ridiculous. And it's, he's convulsing on the mound.
Right.
I mean, he goes right down in a heap. Yep. He's convulsing on the mound. These pictures of him with the brain surgery are insane.
Sure are.
This is as close to dying as you could possibly get.
Yeah, and for all you guys that want to yell at me, because I've certainly dealt with that too, that, you know, pitchers don't need helmets, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, once upon a time, there was a thought that hockey goalies don't need helmets, hockey players don't need to wear helmets, batters don't need to wear helmets. You know, at some point, we evolve and wake up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't need nets to protect fans, you know? To me, putting a helmet on is not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, they'll have to get used to it.
Yeah, well,
course.
You know what it takes? It takes one time to go out there. You'll be used to it in the third inning.
See, I don't feel like we're anywhere near close to that happening.
I don't either, but you are when something like this happens.
You know, a pitcher will say to you, you know, I've been pitching for X amount of time.
Great.
I had some line drives back to me, but it's never been an issue.
Fantastic. And when the first guy dies on the field, it'll be changed.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, why did it change in hockey? Because a little girl took a puck to the head and she died.
Yeah.
And that changed immediately. And sadly, we're all stupid enough to wait for tragedy before we actually do something about it.
Not proactive enough, always reactive.
Right.
That's the thing.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And this is as close to death as you can come from something like this happening.
I know. I had seen it when it first happened, and I don't know why I watch it again because it's so disturbing. I guess I watch it again because I know he's recovering and he's okay. But when you don't know if he's okay, I mean,
scary.
That's one of the most disturbing things. It's convulsing.
Scary. I'm sure there were plenty of, when you say the pitchers will have to get used to it, of course they will. And I'm sure batters back in the day had to get used to wearing a helmet because they didn't forever. And goalies with the masks. You know, hell, there were goalies that were holding out that didn't want to put the mask on.
Yeah.
And now you watch the game and the speed of the game and the power of the shot. Could you imagine being out there with your face not protected?
You kidding me?
Right. Well, now put a pitcher out there. 115-mile-an-hour line drive right back at you.
Oh, yeah, you got no shot.
You ain't got much of one.
You got absolutely no shot. I mean, and when we went to that Mets game, I feel like we referenced this a lot, but we were sitting like directly where the Mets were nice enough to set us up that day.
Yeah.
I mean, you just saw the intensity, like the speed.
You got it.
I never sat that close in my life.
TV doesn't do it justice.
It does not.
It doesn't look like, I think we all watched the game and like, I could hit that.
And we had really good seats, okay? So we would end. We had really good seats.
Mike, we did. Yes,
yeah,
but we
definitely did. And it was like, oh my God. Imagine there was, sitting in a box, standing in the box, rather.
When I was in Baltimore last week for the Met game, Taijuan Walker had a line drive hit right back at him. And from my angle, it looked like it caught him on the side of the face. Now, we saw the replay, and he was able to just get out of the way. And I think it hit off his glove. But, I mean, you were talking inches away from his cheekbone. I mean, it really is. It's nuts.
Well, good for this guy, though, that he seems to be recovering. I don't know if I'll ever be able to pitch again.
He never play again, though.
Yeah, but he's alive.
He is alive.
You know, that's the thing. All right, we have to give you one more sports minute before we send you over to Moose and Maggie. I felt that that was interesting. It's not a great way to end a feel-good Friday, but he's okay.
He's okay.
He's recovering after a major brain surgery.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.